Here we go. We're live. We're on a Protectors. And why are we on a Protectors? It's Friday night. We're just talking about Andrew and I. We're here to talk about one thing that I love. Not hats, not guns, because God knows there's never enough guns around here, but exactly. Knives. The Stand Watch knives. What's going on, brother?
Not much, man. Thanks for having me. I'm honored. Appreciate
I'm
it.
Honored to have you on. And I'm hoping that I don't cut myself as we do this interview. So it'll be cool, man.
Yeah, I've definitely done that a few times.
Stand Watch knives, man. Besides all the scars you probably have all over your hands and arms and everything from making the knives, where did this concept of, you know, building a brand, and it really is building a brand, and coming with that, you have to build a great product. So let's talk about how this, let's go with the concept. Where the concept, what's your concept of the operation, brother?
You know, it's honestly quite simple. Been in law enforcement as well as a firefighter for the last 3 years. And you know yourself, you get those daily stressors from the career that just kind of add up. And I needed a way to kind of get rid of them, whether that's working out or whatever. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people in law enforcement, first responders, turn to a lot of things. And I thought, well, you know, always wanted to make a knife. I'm just going to try it. So I just, honestly, it's not as glamorous as one would probably hope, but I just started YouTubing videos and made one at my house, and I ended up making a couple for a buddy. And he was like, hey man, we should, you know, you might be able to turn this into something. And I was like, nah, you know, this is just a hobby. But he finally convinced me, and we just kind of dove headfirst into it. And here we are now.
You know, there's something about like a handmade knife. Let me grab my issued one here. You know, I have was it Camillus?
Oh yeah.
And it's just, there's something, your knife is just, I don't know. It's like solid. This is my first one for everybody out there. This is my first like custom made knife, like handmade knife. Like I've had knives that, you know, good knives and stuff. I love my knives, but this is my first real handmade knife, and it's solid. It just feels like just a solid steel. What's the process to make it, you know, go from just a hunk of steel to looking like a battle blade?
Yeah. So the initial prototype that I made for my business partner, Justin, was much thinner. We've made him a little fatter. That's where that almost like girth kind of comes from. Yeah. It makes it feel good in the hand. It's got a nice weight to it. Originally when I was just making them myself, I was taking a piece of steel and cutting it out with a cutoff tool. And since then, you know, we've kind of upped our game there. I actually found a friend from high school that has a CNC machine. So designed it in Photoshop. He cut out 40 of them for me. And that's our initial number that we have. And from there, it's just beveling them on a belt sander and then doing a four-step heat treating process. And after that, cleaning them up, coloring them, and then throwing on the wood handle.
Yeah, I got to give it to this handle too. It's like very grippy. You know, I like rubber handles, but I didn't know how I'd like a wood handle. But this one has, how would you describe the grip texture?
Yeah, so that's Bolivian rosewood. I really love that color. It's pretty cool because we got about 40 pieces of that wood, and they're all different, which I think is cool that you don't necessarily get from the plastic. It adds kind of that customization feel to it. Specific name for that texture, I'm not too yeah, sure. It's almost like a rock texture.
Yeah, like anybody out there listening, it's almost like you have like grips. So mm-hmm. it's not going to slide out of your hand. I like it. You know, I wanted something for my battle belt that's not too like crazy, like Rambo. Something that's not like 8 inches, 12 inches that I had like a compass in a stock. You know what I mean? I wanted something that's, hey, you know what? If I need to pull it out to cut something or cut someone, it's going to be there. And that's kind of what's really cool about this. You do have, is this a Blade Tech?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it comes with a Kydex type holster sheath with a Blade Tech on there, and it's very cool. I'm digging it, brother. Let's talk about having, it's not, it's gone beyond a hobby to, it's a business. And it's like the demand for custom knives is crazy. I made sure I was ready to go. As soon as you guys put it up, I was like, boom, I'm on there. But this is like, this market for custom knives is, it's booming. You know, this is like the AR-15 market. It's like after they try to pass a gun law, it's like knives are like it, man, but they're it all the time. So let's talk about that, man. What's it like to have like a real bona fide business going now?
It's honestly pretty surreal. That's the best way to describe it. When my business partner, Justin, came to me, he was like, hey, man, we should turn this into something. I was like, there's no way anyone's going to want to buy these. I want to make them for friends, make them for family. And he's like, no, I think he's like, this is actually pretty good. Let's try to do it. And so when we sold out the first 10 in about 30 minutes, I was blown away, humbled. It's surreal to me. And people are constantly hitting us up asking, well, we're going to do the next release. It's crazy. I mean, there's so many great knife companies out there that I'm huge fans of, like Tor and Compliance Edge and Browse Blades and all those guys. Everyone's making so many awesome knives. And I, you know, it's just crazy that people want the one that I'm making. It's really humbling. I just can't say that enough.
You can't have enough, though. I don't know. I keep saying that, but it's the truth. And I'm not trying to blow smoke up your ass. And just so everybody knows out there, I paid full retail. This isn't like one of those like crazy, hey, you know, come on the show and give me a free swag. No, I paid full retail because I know if you're a fledgling business, free swag is great. If you're like, you know, if you're out there and you got something going, you're a Black Rifle Coffee company, you could throw me a bag of coffee here and there, but they haven't yet. So, but anyway, but that's the thing is like, you know, the knife is reasonably priced. I pay $250 for it. You can go out there, you could buy the bargain, not the bargain basement, but you can go into a retail store and pick up a blade. Is it going to be custom made? Is it going to be handmade? Is it going to be special? Is it going to be durable, I should say? Or is that sucker going to crack in half when you're playing around with it out in the field? No, it's not. So $250 is very reasonable for a custom blade because you got to figure the hours you put into this and it's a business. Cost. So everybody out there, if you're going to go look around at blades, if you're first starting, hey, you're like, you know what's everybody talking about with blades? What are they talking about? And then you start being like, wow, that's badass. It's like artwork. I consider it artwork. You know, like when I build an AR-15, like from ground up or whatever, I think it's like art. It's beautiful. Yeah. I love it. I look at guns different than normal people do, I guess. I'm not in love with them like that, but yeah, you know what? But when it comes to knives, it's like the same way. It's art. One thing about your knife, though, is you pick it up and it feels, I keep saying this over and over and over again, it feels different than just like a retail going over to Dick's Sporting Goods or some other shop and picking up a knife. This is like the real deal. So everybody check it out. Stan Watch Knives, man. Definitely. What's your partner's background, brother?
You know what? He actually sells concrete. he's way more into the business end of it. I'm the one making all the knives from start to finish myself. And he was like, hey, if you do that, I'll do all the business side of it. And I was like, that's great. Because I don't want to do that side of it. I'm not good at it. So the fact that he can do it and take over that is perfect for me. Because I can stay in my own little knife making world and keep it what I originally intended it to be, was a de-stressor for me from work.
You know, being that's one thing about this protector community, whether it's like law enforcement, military, first responders, emergency responders, we can't sell shit. It is so hard to sell. I hate selling things. I hate asking money for things. I hate asking sponsors. It's tough. So it's nice to have a business partner that has business acumen. So it's more power to you, brother. Let you do the work and, you know, reap the rewards of starting something from scratch.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's awesome. And like you said, it's kind of, I look at it like art. I came from a musical background, so it's just kind of that next outlet of being creative and zoning out and kind of forgetting what the day brought.
Well, brother, I'm excited to watch you move on. I'm excited to see you build this brand because you're now you're a brand, brother. You're Stand Watch Knives.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And that's one thing you do have. You branded the blade too. That's perfect. You always got a brand, brother. Brand everything.
Exactly. Exactly. I worked in marketing for 7 years, so that's a big thing for me.
There you go, brother. Well, I appreciate you coming on and talking, man.
I appreciate having me.
And I'm definitely going to be taking pictures of the sucker, and I love it, man. Everybody out there, make sure you're following Stand Watch Knives. There's going to be a drop soon enough, and you want to make sure that you're there. Just like Andrew said, man, 30 minutes and they're gone. I figure the next one is probably going to be 5 to 10 minutes and they're going to be gone, if that.
That would be crazy. That'd be crazy. I appreciate everyone's support. Appreciate your support. It's been a wild ride. It hasn't even been that long, but it's been a
lot of fun. Begun, brother. It has just begun. And I'm excited for you, man. I really am.
I appreciate it.